Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day with great allies. Yeah, we're part of NATO, and two other countries want to be part of NATO. Their leaders from both Finland and Sweden met with President Biden today. How did that go? And what about the idea of admitting Finland and Sweden and throwing out Turkey? Joe Lieberman, former United States Senator, strong supporter of NATO, says the time has come to get rid of Turkey's participation in the NATO alliance. Does that make any sense? We will talk about that and more with Elizabeth Braw of the American Enterprise Institute. She is Swedish originally, and she is an expert on Scandinavian politics and what that means in terms of ultimately prevailing in this war with Vladimir Putin. And yes, it's a war with Vladimir Putin, not so much with the Russian people or even the Russian state, whatever that is, however you define it. But there was a big vote in the Senate that had good news. The Senate approved almost unanimously a bill. The final vote was 86 to 11 in the Senate. That's pretty one-sided. This is a bill to provide $40 billion of new military and economic aid for Ukraine. Will that do the trick? Can that help to further a turn in the tide that many have perceived already? And what about the 11 U.S. senators who voted no on this proposal? Rand Paul, you know about. Who were the others? We will get to that and why they voted the way they did. And also, we're still recovering from primaries. There's the most advertised, most celebrated primary of yesterday. It ended up being a two-way primary fight, not a three-way primary fight. Kathy Barnett, one of the candidates on the Republican side for senator from Pennsylvania, had sort of flared out in the very last stages of the campaign. At one point, this had been a three-way tie. Well, now it's about a two-way tie, almost surely to draw a recount. That's automatic under Pennsylvania law. Who is likely to prevail in this recount? What does it mean for the future of the control of the Senate? Because the control of the Senate, whatever happens in the House, where the Republicans enjoy every advantage, the Senate is going to be much tougher and more complicated. And if there is a loss of this Republican seat in Pennsylvania, the seat that has been held, it's held right now by the great Senator Pat Toomey, who is universally liked and respected by his colleagues, Republicans and, yes, Democrats. So what happens now in this race with the Democratic nominee? And, yes, he won John Fetterman, the lieutenant governor, the governor who's become famous for his campaigning in gym shorts and hoodies. Does this mean that he is truly a man of the people, just an ordinary guy? Hey, he does have a Harvard education, and so the ordinary guy stuff a little bit forced on the part of John Fetterman, but we will get to that issue as well. And to the question about an unexpectedly competitive race, as everybody is pointing out, in Oregon this time, A very capable young Republican challenger has won the GOP nomination, and because of a third-party campaign by a former Democrat, there is, for the first time in a very long time, the chance for an actual Republican victory on a statewide level in the Northwest. 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. The president today met with Finland and Sweden, and he was also celebrating the Senate vote that I mentioned to you, the Senate vote which was 86-11. I should mention that the only members of the Senate who actually voted against providing the $38.9 billion, or pardon, this $39.8 billion to Ukraine in this moment of dire need. The only people who voted no on this funding were all Republicans. And they were Marsha Blackburn, Republican of Tennessee, John Bozeman, Republican of Arkansas, Mike Braun, Republican of Indiana, Mike Crapo, Republican of Idaho, Bill Hagerty, Republican of Tennessee, Josh Hawley, Republican of Missouri, Mike Lee, Republican of Utah, Cynthia Lummis, she was the one who got booed for the outrageous statement that humanity was divided into two sexes. She got booed at University of Washington for that. And Roger Marshall, Republican of Kansas, and Tommy Tuberville, Republican of Alabama. What's interesting about that is that a number of the Republicans who are running for president, I mean, for instance, Josh Hawley voted no on this. Ted Cruz voted a big yes. And Tom Cotton of Arkansas, the other Arkansas senator, not John Bozeman, Tom Cotton voted yes. Does this indicate an identification of these 11 Republicans with the more isolationist wing of the party? Some people call it the America First wing of the party. It seems to me that the claim that we have to vote no on providing desperately needed financial aid to the Ukrainians in their gallant struggle, that voting no on that by saying that, well, we can't provide them this money when we can't even provide baby food, we can't even provide formula for citizens of the United States, the notion that that's what this is about. Mitch McConnell was very strong on this issue, actually, the other day. And I'm actually very grateful that he is putting forward the arguments in the name of the Republican Party. As he put it, this is not a giveaway. This is not some kind of charity that we're handing to Ukraine. This is investing in the national interest. They are fighting a war, not only for themselves, but for us. And Joe Biden recognizes that when other people want to take our side against the danger of a newly aggressive and irresponsible and war criminal Russia, that we should work. We need to work with our allies. We'll get to the president's meeting earlier today with the leaders of both Finland and Sweden. And actually, it's inspiring when you think about how long these two countries refused during the Cold War to take the side of the United States and the West. And what it indicates is that in terms of worldwide credibility or sympathy of any kind for the Russians, this Russian regime has even less support around the world than the old communist Russian regime before the collapse of the wall, before the collapse of the Soviet Union. At least that old communist regime had sometimes frequent support from India, and then many of the so-called non-aligned nations. And remember, it had 9 or 10 different nations that were part of the Warsaw Pact, that were nations like Poland and Czechoslovakia and Hungary that were all occupied by Russian troops and voting Russia's way at the UN and elsewhere. So what about this new development and getting rid of a member of NATO? We'll get to that and more coming up on The MedVed Show.
The most powerful content force in the universe.
The Michael MedVed Show.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Spring and summer, worth celebrating, don't you think? Particularly in the Northwest, but anywhere across the country. And something else worth celebrating, emerging from the pandemic and all the restrictions associated with it. So you're going to be more active. Why not be more ready for all of that activity with Relief Factor? This is a dietary supplement. It is totally natural. I wouldn't be without it. I take it every day. It's gotten me through the hard days of winter and pandemic and more. And helps you feel better, whether it's aches and pains or Relief Factor can help. It's made from natural products, including turmeric and fish oil that is all blended together in a proprietary blend that actually works for people around the world. It's a great product. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to MichaelMedVed.com and just click on the banner for Relief Factor.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
On the Michael MedVed Show, President Biden, as mentioned, met today with leaders of Finland and Sweden and actually praised those countries for already working closely with the United States on a number of issues. Here was the President of the United States this morning, clip 9.
Sweden and Finland already among our closest partners on a range of issues, from strengthening peace and stability to advancing human rights to taking on the climate crisis and addressing food insecurity, from strengthening the global health to promoting development. Finnish and Swedish troops have already served shoulder to shoulder with U.S. and NATO forces in Kosovo, in Afghanistan, and in Iraq. And both Finland and Sweden are already working in coordination with the United States and our other allies and partners to support the brave people of Ukraine as they defend their freedom against Russia's invasion.
Okay, and Sweden in particular has a fairly substantial arms-producing industry. They always have. And, I mean, when I say always, going back several centuries. But ability to pass on Swedish military aid in terms of equipment, plus the formidable navy that they field in the Baltic, this could be very important. And here was President Biden speaking basically about the need to overcome the objections or hesitations, the delay that was foisted on admitting these two to NATO, Sweden and Finland, based upon Turkey. And the excuse for Turkey was that they consider a Kurdish nationalist organization, the PKK, to be a terrorist group, and in parts of Turkey where there's a substantial Kurdish population, they've been very much at an off and on again and off again war against these Kurdish elements. And they are insisting that if Sweden and Finland are to come into NATO, they as a NATO member have a right to block their accession on the basis that they're not doing enough to suppress this Kurdish group that the Turks consider to be terrorist. But President Biden spoke right around that, basically saying that it is his opinion as the leader of this alliance that the two new Scandinavian partners actually deserve immediate entry into the alliance because they've met every qualification. This is clip 10.
Sweden and Finland have strong democratic institutions, strong militaries, and strong and transparent economies, and a strong moral sense of what is right. They meet every NATO requirement, and then some. And having two new NATO members in the high north will enhance the security of our alliance and deepen our security cooperation across the board.
And the National Security Advisor, Jake Sullivan, also spoke about Finland and Sweden and their push for NATO membership. Clip 3.
President Biden has welcomed those applications, and he looks forward to working with NATO allies and with Congress on a swift accession process. This is a historic event, a watershed moment in European security. We're confident that at the end of the day, Finland and Sweden will have an effective and efficient accession process, that Turkey's concerns can be addressed. Finland and Sweden are working directly with Turkey to do this, but we're also talking to the Turks to try to help facilitate. I spoke with my counterpart today. Secretary Blinken is meeting with his counterpart, perhaps as we speak, in New York, and we feel very good about where this will track to. The great thing about the free world, about the Western Alliance, about NATO, is that you've got a raucous collection of states that all have opinions, that all have perspectives, that all have interests, but they also know how to and when to pull together and how to settle any differences, and I expect these differences will be settled. I expect that NATO will speak with one voice in support of Finland and Sweden at the end of the day.
Okay, let us hope that he is correct. I mean, part of the story here is that Erdogan in Turkey is facing unrest at home, and unrest based upon economic factors. Turkey has been hurt by the coronavirus like every place else, but they've been particularly hurt by a lack of confidence in Erdogan and his one-man rule. Now, as a result of that, what's also striking is Turkey had been viewed as a regional rival of Saudi Arabia, and because they are the among the two largest, most powerful Arab Muslim Sunni states, and right now the direction in the Middle East has been very much in that direction, the Saudi direction, the direction of the United Arab Emirates. They just had an election in Lebanon where Iran's ally, Hezbollah, lost their control of the government in Lebanon. You may say, well, what difference does that make? Well, when you're talking about a part of the world that is so unstable about Lebanon coming out of that horrific explosion that killed hundreds of people, and then a civil war a couple of decades ago where 250,000 civilians died. I mean, it's just extraordinary. And now with Turkey wanting to be more identified with that part of the Middle East than anywhere like Iran, or to make its own course go forward, that could be an encouraging development. It's why I don't take too seriously the statement by Joe Lieberman. He's joined in that, the former senator from Connecticut, former vice presidential nominee, by Mr. Wallace, who is actually Mark D. Wallace, who was at one point a U.S. ambassador to the United Nations for management and reform during the administration of President Bush. They have a joint column that says, does Turkey still belong in NATO? And they think not. This should raise the question of whether Turkey, under Mr. Erdogan's leadership, even belongs in the alliance. The idea that they are raising this right now, it seems to me, is far more likely to be part of a pressure point that the Biden administration would want to make to get them to agree to Finland and Sweden coming into the alliance and preserving the alliance. Turkey actually has provided some help for Ukraine, particularly with Turkish drones, but that was, it turns out, a deal that was made between Ukraine and a Turkish private company before the war even started. We will be right back with Elizabeth Braw of American Enterprise Institute on her sense of where the war is going so far and where the alliance is going. Coming up on the MedVet Show.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Congress is attempting to pass a bill expanding the Federal Trade Commission's ability to penalize oil companies for price gouging as the average price for a gallon of gas hits a new record across the nation. Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, says it's not price gouging, but Democratic policies responsible for energy inflation.
The House is wasting its time pretending that inflation is all the fault of evil corporate profiteers. Evil corporate profiteers. I guess the profit motive hadn't been invented yet. in 2019.
Weekly jobless claims are up. The Labor Department reporting first-time claims for unemployment benefits rose to 218,000 last week. That's 21,000 more than the previous week's revised total and more than most analysts were expecting. This is USA Radio News.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
On the Michael Medved Show, Elizabeth Braugh is a senior fellow at the American Enterprise Institute, where she focuses on defense against emerging national security challenges. Recently, she has been also a columnist with Foreign Policy magazine, where she writes on national security and the globalized economy. And she is a member of the United Kingdom's National Preparedness Commission. Elizabeth, thank you for joining us again, and a fairly historic day, no, with the President of Finland and the Prime Minister of Sweden joining the President today at the White House.
Yes, a day that I think almost no Swedes or Finns would have thought would ever happen. They've had the opportunity, these two countries have had the opportunity for so many years, in the case of Sweden for as long as NATO has been around, and in the case of Sweden in the case of Finland for about three decades, they've had the opportunity to join NATO, and they always decided against it, and now it's happening.
So what changed? What's the reason for the dramatic change in attitude? Obviously, the enthusiasm of President Biden and of most Americans is visible. What changed for the Finns and for the Swedes?
It really was Russia's invasion of Ukraine. And we should remember that it didn't begin the 24th of February. It began 8 years ago, but the big push obviously began on the 24th of February. And here is what is so remarkable about that. I don't think the Finnish or the Swedish government would have acted even on that basis, but the Finnish public reacted, and opinion polls started moving dramatically. So Finnish support has always been in the low 20s, Finnish support of joining NATO has always been in the low 20s. And all of a sudden, after the Russian invasion, it shot up to 60%, then 70%, and then 76%. And the Finnish government, being a democratically accountable government, said, well, if that's what the public thinks, then we should act. And because the Finns acted, the Swedish government said, well, we should probably do something too. So it really is thanks to the Finnish public that this is happening.
In terms of the objection by Turkey, they've put a hold on this admission, which will at least slow down the process. It seemed like listening to President Biden this morning and to members of the administration, they seem fairly confident that they will be able to overcome Turkey's objection based on what they allege is Swedish support in particular for a group they consider to be terrorists, a pro-Kurdish group, the PKK. What does the Biden administration know that makes them so confident of winning ultimate agreement by Turkey? Because it has to be unanimous, right?
Yes, it has to be unanimous, which is why President Erdogan of Turkey thinks he has spotted an opportunity to get something from either the US or Sweden and Finland or other NATO member states, but he's not one to let an opportunity for a little bit of haggling go unused. He complains that Sweden has given asylum to, over many years, to Kurdish activists. And here is the twist on that story. The government, the current government, a minority government, has a majority in parliament of one. So it's a number of parties that support it without being in government. And the one majority vote is a Kurdish activist born in Iran who came to Sweden as a teenager. And she is now saying, with you listening to Turkey, I'm not going to support you anymore, the government. So the Swedish government has lost its one vote majority. But what makes the U.S. so confident they can handle it? I think they are used to Erdogan raising various grievances at various points just to get something get concessions. And so the Americans are probably they are used to it, and they know that if they give him something, he will then unblock this opposition. But this is not new. He has done it a number of times, and they've always managed to negotiate it away.
And today there was a column in Wall Street Journal by former Senator Joe Lieberman suggesting that Erdogan should be expelled from NATO. I don't think there's really a process for doing that, is there? No nation has ever been expelled from NATO, have they?
No, and there is, as you say, you should have written the column, because there is no process for expelling a member state from NATO, which makes the accession so important. It's so important to get the member states right, because once you've got them inside the alliance, you can't kick them out, and that is the problem with Turkey. Of course, people like me would argue it's better to have Turkey inside the alliance than outside, as annoying as Erdogan sometimes is, but even if you wanted to expel Turkey, there would be no way of doing so, and that's the basis on which the alliance functions, so that no country has to worry that, oh, maybe the other member states will team up against us and kick us out. But it also is a values-based alliance, and it sort of operates on the basis of everybody cooperating, and when they don't cooperate, well, there is no way of throwing them out. So unfortunately, or fortunately, depending on how you see it, we are stuck with Turkey.
And what about the threats by Vladimir Putin about hitting back at Finland and Sweden? I know he cut off some electricity supplies that Russian companies had been providing to Finland, but they can get along without Russian electricity.
They made plans, and the Finns are very good at resilience planning. That is one of their specialties, and it's a specialty that they bring into NATO. I think other countries could learn a whole lot from Finland on that front. Yes, the fear was, and has always always been in Sweden and Finland, that if they say they want to join NATO, Russia will punish them mightily. So, in fact, this is the best possible moment for them to submit their applications, because Russia is so tied up in Ukraine. It can't really devote any significant military resources, personnel and equipment to any sort of aggression against Sweden or Finland. So that makes it really an incredibly convenient time for them, a brief window of opportunity for them to join NATO without having to worry about a massive military retaliation. And in fact, their accession is really the last step on a long sort of courtship or cohabitation with NATO. They are already very close to NATO. So it's a small step, and that's what President Putin recognized in recent comments, when he sort of completely stepped back from previous menacing comments and said, well, it's not really a big deal. So it's a recognition of the fact that Russia can't do very much, and also of the fact that Finland and Sweden were really also in bed with NATO for many years, if one could put it that way.
Yeah, I don't know if you know anything about this, because I've been looking for updates. There was a Russian colonel, active duty, who said on state TV that the war was going badly, which I think is punishable by 15 years in prison. Do you know if he's been cracked down on yet by the Putin regime?
No, and I think we're all trying to find out, because there was an extraordinary performance on that Russian television show. I think we've all watched it. And I mean, he said so many truths, and I think we were all just rubbing our eyes and wondering what was going on, because he described the situation as it is, and I think that the host or the anchor woman didn't really know what to make of it. And
she doesn't want to go to jail.
Sorry?
She doesn't want to go to jail either.
No, she doesn't. And I think we're all now watching obsessively to see, to find out what will happen to him, because that was an extraordinary act of courage.
Well, let us stay tuned. You can read some of the latest by Elizabeth Braw. It's really indispensable at this moment. Very significant moment, the day after the Norwegian holiday, actually 2 days after the Norwegian holiday of Sintenden Mai. Thank you for joining us from American Enterprise Institute. And what about the strange foreign world of Pennsylvania? What is going on there? We'll get to that and to more coming up on the MedVet Show. Many people own coins that have not performed as well as they had hoped they would, but markets change and you should get a new valuation. Maybe the coins have done better with current moves in precious metals, or maybe you want to do something else with that money. Let me tell you about my friend Nick Vrovich. He's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. For over 40 years, Nick has built a reputation for trust, honesty, and his goal is to earn your business for life. He won't push you to sell, but when you're ready, he offers the best prices, trades, and consignment deals in America. Right now, Nick and the AmFed team are offering their exclusive coin performance review totally free. Yes, totally free, with a no-pressure guarantee from Nick. Go online at AmericanFederal.com or call 800-221-7694. That's AmericanFederal.com and 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. A lot of times on the Michael Medved Show, we're talking about the present, things that just happened. Sometimes we try to look toward the future, but we also try very seriously to look toward the past. And that's why it's a very good idea right now in this present moment to sign up as a Medhead Plus member. It gives you access to close to 100 history programs on the Medved Show, ranging from the American Revolution to the origins of the State of Israel to the history of political parties in the United States and the Constitution and world struggles like World War I and World War II and, yes, the Vietnam War. All available to you at a minuscule cost of 22 cents a day. Plus access to our show 24/7. Go to MedvedHistoryStore.com. You spend a little, you learn a lot.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Michael Medved show, election in Pennsylvania, the Republican primary for nominees for governor and senator. A governor, there was a clear winner, though a lot of Republicans and certainly people from the National Governors Association, the Republican Governors Association, and Republican National Committee are not at all happy that Doug Mastroianni was actually won the governor's nomination in Pennsylvania, and he won it easily. And he won it with, as President Trump expressed it, President Trump's full and absolute and complete endorsement. But the Senate race remains undecided. The last number that I could gather was about 1,800 vote difference in favor of Dr. Oz over David McCormick. And the funny headline from the Washington Post. And okay, it's the Washington Post. Washington Post does not have a warm, admiring relationship for Donald J. Trump. But they write, Donald Trump yesterday moved to discredit the too-close-to-call Republican Senate primary in Pennsylvania, urging the candidate he endorsed, Dr. Mehmet Oz, to declare victory over opponent David McCormick before all the votes are counted in a contest with far-reaching implications. And there are still about 100,000 votes total. People, some people say many more. It's a very high turnout election, which is a good sign for Republicans. It was a bigger increase in turnout for Republicans and actually a decrease in turnout for Democrats. They had spirited primaries on the Democratic side, though they were quite decisive. And in fact, Josh Shapiro, the candidate who's the Attorney General of Pennsylvania, he's the Democratic candidate for governor. And but in the Senate race, they had a contested race, and yet they didn't draw the same kind of support, the same kind of voting base that they got for Republicans to vote between Mehmet Oz and David McCormick and Kathy Barnett, who was sort of, it turns out, a flash in the pan. The Washington Post reports that state election officials continued to tally ballots, including thousands submitted by mail, with Dr. Oz leading McCormick by 1/10 of a percentage point, well within the threshold for an automatic recount. There was no evidence of wrongdoing in the process, which is a normal part of every election. Trump's comments set off alarm among some Republicans and Democrats in the state. His words echoed his conduct after the 2020 election, but this time he was lashing out in an intra-party competition. In 2020, he falsely claimed victory in Pennsylvania and sought to stop mail-in ballots from being recounted. His efforts were unsuccessful, and Joe Biden's victory was certified. It's very reminiscent of what we saw in 2020, said Al Schmidt, a Republican who served as a city commissioner in Philadelphia and whose family endured death threats after Trump tweeted at him in 2020. Schmidt, who oversaw the city's elections, added, "It's an indication that Trump is not confident that his candidate is going to win. When it looks like you're losing, you want to flip the board game over. You're clearly afraid of the outcome." Trump's interjection came as both campaigns braced for a potentially protracted and contentious process in a battleground state that both parties see as a key to their efforts to control the Senate next year. The winner of the Republican primary in Pennsylvania will take on Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman, who won the Democratic nomination by a wide margin. Senator Pat Toomey is retiring at the end of his term, triggering the open race. Thousands of mail-in ballots still need to be counted. Now, Pennsylvania law mandates an automatic recount if a candidate's margin of victory is 0.5 percentage points or less. And one of the reasons they haven't counted these mail-in ballots is part of the peculiarities of Pennsylvania election law, which really should be changed, is that they won't allow any of the mail-in ballots to be counted until after Election Day, until the Election Day is over and they've already started and actually probably finished counting most of the same-day ballots. Now, what that creates is a situation, okay, who's winning the mail-in ballots so far? The reports from Pennsylvania seem to be that McCormick is winning most of the mail-in ballots, which, of course, is something that sounds familiar to President Trump. One of his comments was, "Here we go again," suggesting that there is some kind of an attempt to steal the election from one Republican to another. And the real question here is who would have the easiest time of holding on to the Senate seat? Because, again, when you look at the closeness of the Senate race, and there are a couple of Senate races where the Republicans had hoped to do very well and to recapture a Senate seat. One of them is in Georgia, where you may remember that the former pastor at Ebenezer Baptist Church is now a United States Senator. He's one of those two Georgia Democrats who won after controversy of the November 3rd election and President Trump not accepting it. And he went to Georgia to do a rally. It ended up not being a rally for David Perdue, who's now running for governor against the incumbent governor, Brian Kemp. It actually did not help in Georgia that the issue was the elections. And they say in the Washington Post, they have a good piece by Aaron Blake with six takeaways from primaries in Pennsylvania, North Carolina, Oregon, and more. The primaries so far have been a mixed bag for President Donald Trump's endorsements, writes Aaron Blake. He helped push Ohio Senate candidate J.D. Vance over the top. But Nebraska governor candidate Charles Herbster lost. And pretty very politely says, in parentheses, partly because of other issues. The other issues were nine different women, Republicans, with eyewitnesses, who accused the candidate Charles Herbster that President Trump had endorsed of assaulting them, which is not what you want to have happen in the middle of an election, even if you can hide it under the huge, broad-brimmed Stetson cowboy hat that Charlie Herbster liked to wear. Tuesday brought more reason to doubt Trump's status as a GOP kingmaker, even as Trumpy candidates continue to win plenty. Trump notched one big win, but two high-profile losses, with the biggest race yet to be decided. That's the race between Mehmet Oz and David McCormick. I don't know why I'm having trouble with his name today. But the idea that David McCormick is going to win enough of the mail-in votes to overtake Dr. Oz. And we should understand that a recount is not necessarily a do-over. It's not the same thing. And that certainly isn't necessary any kind of do-over or complaint, because the big win that Trump got yesterday was in the North Carolina Senate race, where Representative Ted Budd's candidacy was among Trump's earliest endorsements. Budd overcame some early grumbles, writes Aaron Blake, about his campaign to defeat former Governor Pat McCrory, but it is a clear win for Trump. Trump-endorsed State Senator Doug Mastriano also won the nomination for Pennsylvania governor, but he was already well on track to victory before Trump backed him in recent days, so that one doesn't really count for much. Trump risked more in primaries for Pennsylvania Senate and Idaho governor, and the last one fell through badly. Idaho Governor Brad Little easily turned aside far-right Lieutenant Governor Janice McGakin, who never really caught on despite an early Trump endorsement. Little is now leading by more than 20 percentage points. And then there was the defeat, and it was actually a close defeat. It was much closer than I had expected with Madison Cawthorn, but he has conceded and will be a one-term congressman. Another football player, 26 years old, Bo Hines, won with Trump's endorsement. It remains an open question: what next in this greatest nation on God's green earth?
Are you suffering with joint discomfort? Suffering every morning getting out of bed? Do your hips and shoulders ache? Are you suffering with the pain of heartburn? Try all kinds of pills, nothing seems to do the job? Balance 7 in 3 days will reduce the acid in your body and reduce your discomfort dramatically. And Balance 7 has a 100% money-back guarantee. All nature-made ingredients, no chemicals. Order Balance 7 at balance7.com. Get relief with Balance 7. No longer able to eat the food you enjoy because of the pain of heartburn? Balance 7 has a pH of 11+, which will allow you to go back to the food you love. All the ingredients are made by nature. Get heartburn relief, and Balance 7 has a 100% money-back guarantee. Order now. Go to balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. 800-793-9039. 800-793-9039.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.